Part 2, Taoist Poetry. You will discover the germinating power of Te in the silence where a thousand seeds are becoming the landscape of spring. I asked the boy beneath the pines. He said, "The master's gone alone, herb picking somewhere on the mount, cloud hidden, whereabouts unknown." Joy and anger, sorrow and happiness, caution and remorse, come upon us by turns, with ever-changing mood. They come like music from hollows, like wood when played by the wind, or how mushrooms grow from the damp. Daily and nightly they alternate within, but we cannot tell whence they spring. Without these emotions I should not be. Without me they would have no instrument. In front of my bed the moonlight shone. For a moment I took it for frost on the floor. When I lifted my head I saw that it was the moon. When I bent my head I dreamt of my faraway home. A flock of birds fly high in the distance. A lonely cloud drifts idly on its own. We gaze at each other, neither growing tired. There is only Jingting Shan Hill. Winter and spring. Bears, dragons, tempestuous, on mountain and river, startle the forest and make the heights tremble. Clouds darken beneath the darkness of rain. Streams pale with a pallor of mist. The gods of thunder and lightning shatter the whole range. Slowly autumn comes to an end, painfully cold, a dawn wind thick with dew. Grass round here will not be green again. Trees and leaves are already suffering. The clear air is drained and purified, and the high white sky is a mystery. Nothing's left of the kikidee's sound. Flying geese break the heaven's silence. The myriad creatures rise and return. How can life and death not be hard? Beneath the light, the river and hills are beautiful. The spring breeze bears the fragrance of flowers and grass. The mud has thawed, and swallows fly around. On the warm sand, mandarin ducks are sleeping. The water murmurs in the old stone well, and a rippling mirror gives back the clear blue sky. The river roars, swollen with the late rains of spring. On the cool jade-green grass, the golden sunshine splashes. Sometimes at early dawn I climb, even as far as Lin Shan Temple. In the spring I plow the thirsty field, that it may drink new life. I eat a little, I work a little, each day my hair grows thinner, and it seems I lean ever a bit more heavily on my old thornwood cane. Spring and summer. I slumbered spring's morning and missed the dawn. From everywhere I heard the cry of birds. That night the sound of wind and rain came. Who knows how many petals had fallen? A little child paddles a little boat, drifting about and picking white lotuses. He does not know how to hide his tracks, and duckweeds opened up along the path. Make your heart like a lake, with a calm, still surface and great depths of kindness. An early kikidee chirps and is silent. The flickering candle sinks and brightens. Outside my window I can hear the evening rain, by the sound it makes on the banana leaf. A path that starts where the clouds end, and springtime is as long as the pure stream. Sometimes flower petals fall and flow distantly on the fragrant water. Facing the mountain trail, the idle door of a library deep among the willows. In this mysterious place, the sun shines every day. Her bright beams reflect on my robes. Summer and autumn. A strip of water spread in the setting sun. Half the river's emerald, half is red. I love the third night of the ninth month. The dew is like a pearl, the moon like a bow. The autumn hill gathers the remaining light. A flying bird chases after its companion. The green color is bright and brings me into the moment, like a sunset mist that has no fixed place. Autumn clouds, vague and obscure. The evening lonely and chill. I felt the dampness on my garments, but saw no spot and heard no sound of rain. I burned incense, swept the earth, and waited for a poem to come. Then I laughed and climbed the mountain, leaning on my staff. How I'd love to be a master of the blue sky's art. See how many sprigs of snow-white clouds he's brushed in so far today. There is a narrow, sunless path that leads to the temple tree. Deep and dark, it is covered in abundant green moss. Wait by the gate when you are finished sweeping the yard. By chance, you might see a monk coming down from the hill. Autumn and winter. In the third month of autumn, it blows down the leaves to open up the second month's flowers. On the river are waves of 1,000 feet. Among the bamboo, 10,000 are dry and slanting. Wind passes over the lake. The swelling waves stretch away, without limit. Autumn comes with the twilight, and boats grow rare on the river. Flickering waters and fading mountains always touch the heart of man. I never grow tired of singing of their boundless beauty. The lotus pods are already formed, and the water lilies have grown old. The dew has brightened the blossoms on the arrowroot along the river bank. The herons and seagulls sleep on the sand with their heads tucked away, as though they did not wish to see the men who pass by on the river. Two monks sit facing, playing chess on the mountain. The bamboo shadow on the board is dark and clear. Not a person sees the bamboo shadow. One sometimes hears the pieces being moved. The plants all know that spring will soon return. All kinds of red and purple contend in beauty. The poplar blossom and elm seeds are not beautiful. They can only fill the sky with flight like snow. Then, as without the touch of verse divine, there is no outlet for the pent-up soul. 'Twas ruled that he who quaffed no fancy's bowl should drain the golden valley's cups of wine. A dog's bark amidst the water sound, peach blossoms that's made thicker by the rain. Deep in the trees I sometimes see a deer, and at the stream I hear no noonday bell. Wild bamboo divides the green mist. A flying sprig hangs from the jasper peak. No one knows the place to which he's gone. Sadly, I lean on 2 or 3 pines. The universe is but a tenement of all things visible, darkness and day, the passing guests of time. Life slips away, a dream of little joy and mean content. Ah, wise the old philosophers who sought to lengthen their long sunsets among flowers by stealing the young night's unsullied hours and the dim moments with sweet burdens fraught. And now spring beckons me with verdant hand, and nature's wealth of eloquence doth win forth to the fragrant bowered nectarine where my dear friends abide, a careless band. There meet my gentle matchless brothers there. I come, the obscure poet, all unfit to wear the radiant jewelry of wit, and in their golden presence cloud the air. And while the thrill of meeting lingers soon, as the first courtly words, the feast is spread, while couched on flowers, mid cups wine flashing red, we drink deep draughts until the lady moon. Then, as without the touch of verse divine, there is no outlet for the pent-up soul, 'twas ruled that he who quaffed no fancy bowl should drain the golden valley's cups of wine. Through the evening mist a lone goose is flying. Of one tone are wide waters and sky. The hills are shadows, and they flow from form to form, and nothing stands. Over the river the shining moon, in the pine trees the sighing wind, all night long, so tranquil. Why and for whom? I divined and chose a distant place to dwell. Tientiai, what more is there to say? Monkeys cry where valley mists are cold. My grass gate blends with the color of the crags. I pick leaves to thatch a hut among the pines, scoop out a pond and lead a runnel from the spring. By now I am used to doing without the world. Picking ferns I pass years that are left. The trail to Cold Mountain is faint. The banks of Cold Stream are a jungle. Birds constantly chatter away. I hear no sound of people. Gusts of wind lash my face. Flurries of snow bury my body. Day after day no sun. Year after year no spring. The leaf tips bend under the weight of dew. Fruits are ripening in earth's early morning. Daffodils light up in the sun. The curtain of cloud at the gateway of the garden path begins to shift. Have pity for childhood, the way of illusion. Late at night the candle gutters, in some distant desert a flower opens, and somewhere else a cold aster that never knew a cassava patch or gardens of areca palms, never knew the joy of life, at that instant disappears, man's eternal yearning. Drink your tea slowly and reverently, as if it is the axis on which the world earth revolves, slowly, evenly, without rushing toward the future. Live the actual moment. Only this moment is life. Be open, that is all. Walk and touch peace every moment. Walk and touch happiness every moment. Each step brings a fresh breeze. Each step makes a flower bloom. Kiss the earth without your feet. Bring the earth your love and happiness. The earth will be safe when we feel safe in ourselves. Like the empty sky, it has no boundaries. Yet it is right in this place, ever profound and clear. When you seek to know it, you cannot see it. You cannot take hold of it, but you cannot lose it. In not being able to get it, you get it. When you are silent, it speaks. When you speak, it is silent. When one comprehends nature and understands the transformations, one lifts the character to the level of the miraculous. The relic before birth enters one's heart one day. Be as careful as if you were holding a full vessel. Be as gentle as if you were caressing an infant. The gate of earth should be shut tight. The portals of heaven should be first opened. Wash the yellow sprouts clean, and atop the mountain is thunder shaking the earth. The great forge produces mountains and waters, containing therein the potential of creation. In the morning, greet the energy of the sun. At night, inhale the vitality of the moon. In time, the elixir can be cooled. With the years, the body naturally lightens. Where the original spirit comes and goes, myriad apertures emit radiant light. Before our body existed, one energy was already there. Like jade, more lustrous as it's polished. Like gold, brighter as it's refined. Sweep clear the ocean of birth and death. Stay firm by the door of total mastery, a particle at the point of open awareness. The gentle firing is warm. When you observe nature's power to transcend all obstacles, you will discover that the same power is inside of you.